Pasuk says, Vayova Yaakov Shalem. And Shalem, Shalem, Shalem means, Rashi says, Shalem Megufa, Shalem Bememoina, Shalem Betairasai. There's a big yisod over here, a very big yisod about the Melchemes Yaakov and Esav. There's so many different nekudas in this Melchama. One of the nekudas is, and that's what Yaakov was Mizgaber, is the koich of Esav is that he doesn't let a person do something to its shleimus. In other words, he doesn't let a person do something mushlam, do the whole thing. Because when a person does something properly, then he feels he accomplished something. The Yetzar always comes, sees a person doing well, he tries to cut him off in the middle. Don't do it b'shleimus. The person doesn't do it to its fullest extent till the end. He made the person, very often a person starts a masechta and he gets halfway and he stops. Very often a person takes a kabbalah upon himself, he works for a week, stops. Everything, the Yetzar stops the person before he reaches shleimus. Because when he reaches shleimus, he's got a ganze zach, he's got a whole thing. And that pushes the person on, and that's what the Yitzhara, that's what the Bechinas Esav tries to stop him. So we see that, Yaakovinu, who's the Zel Umazeh, everything Yaakovinu does, he taka does to his Shlemus. When he was in Yeshiva Shema Eva for Yuddal Chono, so it says that he didn't sleep. Why didn't he sleep? Because Shadis, he didn't have a day and then a Hefzik and then a day and then a Hefzik and then a day and then a Shluf. He does everything to his Shlemus. Shlemus meaning he doesn't do anything choppy, he does everything mamish to its Shlemus. And then the person feels taka a meridika hashlamatit. Yadua the Arizal says that Rabbi Akiva was the same neshama as Yaakov, you know, it's the same oisis Akiva and Yaakov. And Rabbi Akiva, it's the same bechina that we find that he went to learn, and after 12 years he came back. Then he heard his wife saying, "Go back, kilu. I don't need him coming here. You should go back and learn." And he went straight back. He didn't even go in to say hello and drink a coffee. And the famous vote from Chaim Shulevi. So why didn't Yaakovina stop for a second and say hello to his wife, drink a coffee and go back? Because then it would have been 12 years with a coffee and 12 years and not 24 years. So that's the same bechin as Yaakovina. He does everything properly, b'shleimus. He doesn't chop, he doesn't stop in the middle. And that's a big melchomis ayetza. So Mela, Yaakovina's Torah was mushlam. And Esav had no achiz on that. So Esav at least tries to be mechase him that he shouldn't get shleimus in inyanim of memoinoi. So Eliphaz came, last week's parasha, Eliphaz came and Eliphaz took all his money away. Yaakovina says in this week's parasha, kibemakli avarti sayad en azeh. He became very poor. He was lacking shleimus in that. And then in this week's parasha again, the malach handicaps the Yaakov kilu kinoga bekaf yirecho. He sees mechase him begufoi. But all that didn't help. Why didn't it help? Because the Yaakovinu is be'etzim shalem, as we've discussed so many times already. The Yaakovinu is the tachlis ha-shleimus. Yud Eikev from Hetel Toh, he's completely b'shleimus. And therefore, that's why there was a bechina after Yaakovinu finished the fight with him, with the Malach of Esau. The Pasuk says, Vayova Yaakov shalem. Shalem begufay, shalem betoyrosay, shalem b'memoyno. Yaakovinu, everything he did to it shleimus. There's a neurodik of Sfasemes on this Inyan, on this parasha. And Sfasemes says at the end of the parasha, he discusses the Inyan and also explains Taka why the whole parasha is Malachim, Malachim, accompany Yaakov here, Malachim, accompany Yaakov there. Sfasemes says a Peldik Azach. He says that a Malach Rashi brings in this week's parasha. I don't know if he quotes the Rashi, but Rashi brings in this week's parasha. Yaakov asks the Malach, "What's your name?" So Malach says, "Mazat Tisha Lashmi." So Rashi says that a Malach, every different Shlichas, he gets a different name. He does a Shlichas and he gets a different name. So Hashem says a Peldik Azach. He says that a Malach does everything b'shleimus. No such thing as a Malach doing half a job. A Malach Memela does everything with absolute shleimus. So Memela is given this name to do the shlichus. He does the shlichus completely. So therefore, once he's fulfilled his shlichus completely, he's done it. See, that name's done already. Memela, the next shlichus is a new name. Every new name is a new shlichus. When you do something b'shleimus, so Memela, there you squeeze out to the last drop, you do it b'shleimus, and then you shach to another name. That's what Malach was telling Yaakovinu. Says the Sfasemes of Peldik Azach. Sfasemes says that Yaakovinu's name was changed to Yisrael, and Yaakovinu entered that dargo of a Malach. That he has a shini, he gets a different shemus. Why? Because Yaakovinu, the avoida he was given with the name Yaakov, so that avoida he did mamish till its fullest. He did it mamish till the top. So therefore, if he did it to his fullest, he was oicha to a different name. But there chalal, a person in this world, he's given a name, and that name is his shlichus over here in this world. And mele, he works all his life to fulfill his shlichus. Hopefully, he fulfills his shlichus to its shlemus. And if he taka zoicha, when he fulfills it, that's the end. Then he dies. That's what he was given in this world for. The Yaakovinu was such a shalem that Yaakovinu reached Kielu in the middle of his life. He reached already the maximum that the Shem Yaakov was given to him to do, and he did it all ad Ashlemus. Hamelad like a Malach is zoicha to a different name with a different shlichus. Yaakov is zoicha to a Shem Yisrael for a different shlichus. So that's mamish the same word. Hey, hey, not varm. Yaakov Avinu does something so much to shlichus that he wasn't shaykh to the name Yaakov anymore. What's next? I've done this properly, Rabbi Shalom. Kilu, what's next? You got to Hashem Yisrael. Agav, that also explains when they begin the next week's parasha. Vayeshev Yaakov, Rashi says Bikish Leishev Beshalva. Since Yaakov Avinu wants to be Leishev Beshalva, and the Rabbi Shalom says Leidayin at Sadikim and Yenevel. The next world you have Shalva. Why do you need Shalva over here as well? Why was Yaakov Avinu looking for Shalva? But the Teretz says that Yaakov Avinu was margish that he did his whole shlichus. He was margish that he did everything till the end. He was zeichet to fulfill it till the end. Yirmeila, therefore, he wanted bigger shleisha v'shalva. Taka wanted to be a shleisha v'shalva. So it's a very deep in the kudda. After tomorrow, I have to explain taka why was Yaakov Avinu then given a different shlichus. Normally, a person's messiah shlichus. That's the end. Akedas Yitzchok says by Chanoich it says by Salah Chanoich it's halakim veinenu ki lo kachoyz halakim. And then Akilu, in the middle of his life, he wasn't there anymore. Why? So Akilu is success. Every person's built, every person's created with a certain tikkun in life. And Rabbi Shalom gives him as many years as it takes him to fulfill that tikkun. Chanoich was such a tzaddik that he got to his tikkun in a very accelerated pace. In the middle of his life, he's already done his tikkun. So there's no tafta for him left in the world anymore. Yaakov Avinu Taka also fulfilled the name Yaakov. Why was he given a Shem Yisrael? Why was he zorcha to be like a malach? So that's a different shmuz for another time. Oh, but what we have to take out from this week's parasha is that we have to realize where's the Yetzer going. We have to realize what the Yetzer Hara of Edom is. Yetzer Hara of Esav and Edom is do it. Do the mitzvah, but it'll always stop you halfway. You'll start a mesechta, stop you halfway. You'll take upon yourself to do shishu sidra mishnah, you'll do two mesechtas, you'll stop. You have to know where's that koyach coming from. That koyach is coming from Esav. Yaakov Avinu Lu'umazeh is Vayava Yaakov Shalem. Whatever he does to in tachlis ha-shalemis. And that's what we have to take out of this parasha. We makabel upon ourselves something. Whether it's taka begufoi, bememoinoi, betoirosoi, it doesn't make a difference what it is. Even if it's an inyan of gufoi, even if it's an inyan of memoinoi, even if it's an inyan of everything a person does, a person's got to do it to a shleimus. And a person, you see tzaddikei emes taka, that you see them davening, and you see them talking to you, and you see them achvais giving tzedakah, you see anything, everything they're doing, they do mamish to its fullest, to its shleimus. They do a ganze zach. Everything they do is a ganze zach. And that's what we have to take upon ourselves in Mitzvah Hashem with the Nesinus Koyach from this week's parasha to be Mekabel of Pechino of Ayova Yaakov Shalem, and always to be margish, the Koyach that's stopping us halfway is the Koyach of Esav. And just like Yaakov was Mizgaber over Esav and he turned out to be a Shalem even though Esav tried so hard to be Mechaser him, then we should all be Zoicha Mitzvah Hashem to the Shleimus of Mitzvah Hashem. That's Taka the reason why he said yesterday that V'yikin is Pnei O'eh. Straight after that pasuk, Vayavi Yaakov Shalom, Yikin is Pnei Yis. The Rashi says there, he arrived Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmosh, as we discussed yesterday, the Inyan of Shabbos. The whole Inyan of Shabbos is Taka, Shabbos is the Bechin of Shleimus. Shabbos comes in, you have to think in the Melachtuch HaAsuya. Melachtuch HaAsuya means everything was done till its fullest. I didn't leave anything over. Shabbos, the Gemara says, Haitzah Shabbos, you never lose. As much money as you spend on Shabbos, you get back. Why? Because Shabbos is a time of Shalom Begufay, Shalom Bememaynoi, Shalom Betoirosoi. You can't be Mechasa. Shabbos is a time where you can't be Mechasa. As much as you spend, you'll get back. That's the Bechina, that's the Darg of Yaakov Avinu. Always Betachlis HaShleimus. And that's why straight after by Yovi Yaakov Shalom comes the Pasuk Meramis on the Inyan of Shabbos. We should be Zeichem et Hashem to do our Avoida B'Shleimus. We should be Zeichem to the Shleimus of Yom Shekul and Shabbos and Luchel Lechayelim.